For a Muslim, the biggest wealth, the most valuable thing, the most important thing for a mu'min is his deen. Deen, his religion. And what is deen? For example, when a person gives shahada, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. When he's recited the kalima, that he brings iman in Allah, and he accepts that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Rasul of Allah. So then he starts to follow the path of deen. So this is the most important thing in the life of a person. And such a great ni'mah, such a great fadl, all of Allah is karam. And there's nothing you can say that is comparable to the kalima. That's how important it is. In other words, if a person, if he states belief in the kalima, then even if he has an atom's weight, a particle's weight of iman, then he will enter into paradise. That's how valuable it is, that even if a person has an atom's weight of the kalima, if he has an atom's weight of the kalima, then he will be able to enter into paradise. He will be able to be freed from Jahannam. So it's that valuable. There are two types of people. One is he who is grateful, and the other person who is not grateful, the ungrateful person. The people who are ungrateful are those people Allah Ta'ala has given them the ni'mah, that as soon as they are born, in the ears they hear the adhan, the iqamah takbir is recited, they become Muslim, people of iman, but they have not been grateful to Allah for this ni'mah. So those people have lived the life like those who don't have iman. They've preferred that life, they've wanted to follow that lifestyle, and in that way they have more desire to have love for the dunya. And this is one group. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned and addressed those people in the Quran that these are the ungrateful people, Allah says. So ni'mah isn't that Allah has given us food or drink or clothes or wealth or money, etc. Allah Ta'ala says that everyone has this. This is Allah Ta'ala's attribute and quality that He does provide. He does provide. Allah is Rahman and Rahim. Rahman and Rahim. Now Rahman, Allah is all, you know, for everybody He is Ar-Rahman. Yes? For anybody. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah is ar-Rahman and Rahim. He is Rahman for everyone, the people who they are everywhere, animals and birds and humans, whichever religion they have a link with. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to give them through His quality of ar-Rahman. He gives them food, whether you believe or not, worship idols. Allah has given them wealth and money and currency and everything Allah ta'ala has given. So this is linked to the sift of ar-Rahman. But Rahim, this attribute is for those who believe in Allah. So beneficent ar-Rahman is for everyone. But merciful Rahim is for those who have iman, this attribute of Allah, quality of Allah. Such a great ni'mah Allah Ta'ala has bestowed, given to us, that Allah has given us the deen, the way of life via the kalima, the shahada, the recitation of faith, belief in Allah. And if we're not grateful for that, we don't pay attention to that, and rather those people who don't have their deen and we live our life like them, we're proud of that, then Allah Ta'ala has mentioned about those people in the Quran, they're the ungrateful people, Allah says. So this is the greatest ni'mah, deen, iman. And Allah says, don't be ungrateful for this. Such a great ni'mah I've given to you of deen, don't be ungrateful for this. And on the other hand, those people who have appreciated this deen that Allah Ta'ala has given to them, the path of faith, if they've embraced that, accepted it, and they keep their mind focused on that, and they take hold of that deen with firmness, and they're grateful for it. They're grateful for it. And they've realized that, yes, this is the most important thing in life to have. And with that deen, they spend their life. Allah Ta'ala has defined them as the grateful servants. The grateful servants. So what they try to do, those people, is that our deen should be strong, beyond strong. That no incident should affect that deen. No event, whatever conditions come in the world, but no differentiation should come in the deen. Just like the noble companions of the Alanum, the hunger, poverty, no clothes, difficulties, distress, they would absorb all the difficulties, but it wouldn't affect their deen. The deen is the way that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned. According to that way, they've spent their life. So to spend the life like this, to follow the deen, this is taqwiyat. This is the person who has the strength in his faith, in his iman. Doesn't matter what happens around him, he's strong, steadfast, firm beyond firm beyond firm. And the more the deen is firm for a person, his deen, his faith, then he has the ability, the strength to absorb difficulties and issues and problems. And he stays happy on Allah's rada, Allah's pleasure. Yes, so due to his strength of his deen, conviction, strength of conviction, he's happy with whatever Allah gives. So a person who's deendar, meaning who has got the kalima, who's got faith, then the great thing is that strength should come into his deen. Firmness, robust, solid as a rock. No way should he shake and wither and tumble down if there are problems, difficulties. This is the test that Allah Ta'ala tests a person with. Allah gives challenges to test a person's deen. So our deen should become strong. We should have conviction, strength in conviction. We should have strength in our faith, in our belief. Then we can be successful. So the main thing is to have strong deen. How to be strong with our deen, so we don't shake, so we're robust. Just as Allah has ordered, we implement and follow that path. Abu Razin radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him. He was a noble companion. Look how via the noble companions, Allah Ta'ala has bestowed us with beautiful learnings. Listen to this carefully, what I'm saying. That deen, if taqwiyat, strength of conviction comes, and if the weaknesses of our faith are made to go far, then subhanAllah, he becomes, you can say he's an inhabitant of Jannah in this world and the next. He doesn't become weak. So Abu Razin radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, is a companion. He said that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, the Urazim. So now Nabi Sallam is addressing me, but he is delivering that message to the whole of the universe with this hadith. Subhanallah. If somebody implements these practices, then imagine what he's attained. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, the Urazim, shall I give you the learning, the factor that will strengthen your deen? In other words, your deen will become stronger and stronger and stronger. Shall I not give you a formula? Say subhanAllah. Shall I not prescribe to you the formula? Who's saying this? Allahu Akbar, Allah is greatest. He is the master of the universe, the mercy to the universe, the final prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who's telling us this, the haqq and truth would emanate from his blessed words, from his blessed tongue, that he never spoke on his own accord, rather he spoke what Allah revealed him to speak. He stated, O Abu Razin, that the greatest resource and asset is deen. If you're weak in your deen, then that is very bad. So shall I not prescribe to you something that will strengthen your deen and keep it strong so you don't shake, you don't fall? That no will the issues of the world affect you, no problems affect you, conditions will affect you, circumstances won't affect you, your deen will become strong. Shall I not tell you, prescribe to you such a formula, such a solution that will strengthen your deen? SubhanAllah. And with which that you will attain success in both worlds. In other words, when your deen becomes strong, then what will that cause? That your both lives, that, you know, we say we want dunya to be good and the hereafter to be good. Remember we said this? Yes, so that your life in both worlds will become excellent, not just akhirah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also giving the guarantee of this world, that Allah's given you this ni'mah of life in this world, that even, for example, if you don't understand, but your life in this world will become Jannah, paradise as well, because your deen is strong. Whoever's deen is strong, alhamdulillah, then his dunya automatically becomes strong. His dunya automatically becomes good, nice, comfortable. What does that mean? Not just our standard of what we call nice and good. No. Oh, big houses, money in the pocket, good bank balance, this and that. No. This is not definition of a good life in this world. This is for everyone, has this, people who have iman or don't have iman. For the people who have iman, it's different definition of good. So the first point is deen. And then for the deen to be strong and not weak, nothing should affect us, make us shake. And obviously there are things that weaken a person and his deen, the shaitan and nafs, conditions in the world, everything. Yes, a person leaves salah, he leaves the sunnah. He starts doing haram actions, it takes him towards bad, he breaks the sharia, Allahu Akbar. That despite having iman, a person's affected. So it's stated that if it becomes strong, but if it becomes strong, then both worlds, the goodness will start to come to you, subhanallah. So, shall I not tell you a thing, that your deen becomes strong, and in both lives you attain goodness? Subhanallah, Abu Razin said, Ya Rasulullah, please tell me, what is the thing that can give me this? What is there anything better than this? What formula that can make my deen strong? So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu stated, O Razin, Subhanallah, number one, that to attend the majlis, the gatherings of the dhakirin with strength. Allahu Akbar, the Nabi is stating this, not a Mawlana, not a Mufti. Who is saying this? Allah's Nabi Sallam is saying this. So how can we reject this? So this is the first thing, that the dhikr of Allah, the people who do the dhikr of Allah, to attend them, to attend them robustly with firmness. Wherever there's majlis of the dhikr of Allah, subhanallah, it's a great ni'mah. If you take hold of it with strength, what does that mean? That you are steadfast in this. Subhanallah. You are steadfast in this. That if you attain a majlis, then subhanallah, morning and evening you attend. And this is called istiqamah, steadfast. That unless you are ill, or there's a big problem or a hurdle, there obviously there's uzr, there is an excuse, sharia. But due to nafs or negligence or your desires or laziness or due to the dunya, to leave that majlis is the biggest loss for a person. The biggest loss. If a person is weak on the deen, he prays salah, he doesn't pray salah, doesn't fast, and he does wrong things, this is called the person who's weak in his deen. But if he starts from here, that he takes hold of the gathering of the dhikr of Allah with firmness, he doesn't leave it, he is attending habitually, punctually, regularly, doesn't leave it. Yeah? So with firmness is that he's regular. He's regular. This is the first, you can say, solution. And secondly, that when you are on your own, you know, like you might be on your own, a person, then when you're on your own, the amount of strength Allah has given to you, the power, you should continue to do dhikr. So tell me, what a great point. So if you get these two habits, that wherever there's a majlis, you should attend it regularly, it doesn't matter how weak you are on the deen. And number two, according to your capacity, continue to do the dhikr of Allah. Continue to do the dhikr of Allah. You should learn from the wali Allah, that do this much in the morning if he prescribes you, in the evening do this tasbih, in the afternoon, etc. This is called to do your own dhikr in seclusion, isolation. One is doing dhikr in the majlis, and one is to do the dhikr your teachers prescribe. Both go. But some people say, oh, today shall I not do my dhikr because I've sat in the majlis as well? No, that there are different benefits with the dhikr in the majlis. And if you've been given dhikr to do yourself, your individual dhikr, there's a benefit for that. So they are both being prescribed, and the Prophet has explained both. That Allah has said, Abu Razin, that you've done this action, that you've held, take hold of the majlis of dhikrullah firmly, and also when you're on your own, you've made it your habit, according to your capacity and your strength, according to your time, you do that, do the dhikrullah as well, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have given you the firmness of the deen, the strength of the deen, and your deen will not shake or wilt. That as you are strong on both, then your deen will continue to be strengthened and become stronger. If you're stronger in both, doing dhikr in the gathering and individually, then your deen will continue to become stronger. And if in this condition, maut comes, death comes, you will depart with a strong deen. Allah gives guarantee that in the world, you will have a good world and the akhirah will be good. What's the goodness of this world? You'll have no worries in the world, you'll have no issues, alhamdulillah. And that Allah Ta'ala will give the ni'mas of the world. Not this that you'll have money, etc. No. Another ni'mah Allah will give you satisfaction, content. You won't need to have a lot of money, you'll be content. That's the biggest wealth. There are no problems. Whatever money I've got, I can spend it. You will have no greed, and you will end the desire when you see other people who's got this, he's got big houses and assets. And this is greed. This is running after dunya. When this ends in a person's heart, then he is the richest of the people, the wealthiest of the people. He sleeps easily. There's no competition, no fikr, no worries. He does what he needs to. He's got so much money, so much barakah, so much wealth. And subhanAllah, if he looks at the people, doesn't think, oh, he's got this, he's got that. Look, his children have these cars, and my children haven't got any assets, and he's done this, and he's done that. And all lifelong, a person, if he passes life in this fikr, his salah is a waste, his dhikr is a waste, because he's stuck in the world, and his heart is stuck in the world, and he doesn't care about the deen. So, this is the issue. So Allah Ta'ala stated that the goodness of the world is whatever Allah gives, you're satisfied, and a person, he lives a life according to Allah Ta'ala's preference and pleasure, and subhanAllah, he accepts everything that Allah Ta'ala has given. He's not greedy, he's not looking ahead too much. So this is called the best life. That you get the dunya and you get the akhirah. And the goodness in the akhirah, subhanAllah. So we want goodness in this world, and what's the goodness in this world and after? The goodness of the hereafter is that when death will come, which is going to come to everybody, subhanAllah. And people will be giving him ghusl, but in his qabr, people will put the lights on and put the rugs out, and the fragrance will spread because he is the guest of Allah. We're saying that, make the grave solid and like concrete, but this is a person that we are seeing. But subhanAllah, such good people who go into the graves, the angels decorate their graves. The angels decorate their graves. Before he arrives to the grave, they fully furnish his grave, his qabr, with fragrance, with the rugs and the carpets, and with the light, alhamdulillah. And totally that grave is decorated. And subhanAllah, when he's taken, when he's given the ghusl and lowered into the grave, subhanAllah, it's like a grave of beauty. And this is the goodness of the hereafter. When will you get both of these things? When the deen will have strength and firmness. And how will the firmness come to the deen? Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that those people who attend the majalis of dhikr firmly, regularly, and also that person who does dhikr on his own, when he's individual, on an individual basis, he will get the goodness of this world and the other. Brother, should we do the dhikr of Allah or not? What, how great an action it is. So now, when we go to Allah, we say, no, there was no majlis, and we used to live in the wilderness, and I used to live in Bolton, I used to live in Dewsbury, I used to live in Bury, I used to live in Birmingham, I used to live in this village in Scotland, subhanAllah. Allah says that when I said to you, attend the majalis of dhikr, then I used to give you the ability, the resources to attend dhikr wherever you lived. Isn't dhikr coming to you online? Yes, via these communications? Thousands of people are listening, notifications are sent. Yeah, the majalis arrived to you. The whole team is working on this. Even today, I was speaking to a Malana Sahib, and a G point, he said that, Hazrat, this gathering of yours, I always sit in it, attend, he's an alim, a mufti. I said, that's good, alhamdulillah. And he said, amongst the words, nothing special, he said that when the notification arrives to me for dhikr, the site that sends the message, no notification, the alert of the majlis starting, he said, I do one action, that I have a lot of people I know in the world, and he mentioned people's names, I don't know where, in Africa, England, Canada, other countries. He said, many people know me, Hazrat. So everybody I deliver that notification that your dhikr in India, in such towns, in such locations, it's going there and people are doing dhikr, subhanAllah. Tell me. So there are majalis, there are gatherings, those people are lost who, instead of these majalis, they watch TV or listen to music or do immodest actions. The majlis is running, the gathering of Allah's dhikr, and they've opened their sets, and the loss is being incurred. Oh, leave this, what's the point of this? But this gathering is present. But all you have to do is press a button. Yes, sufi.org.uk, and the majlis is in front of you. SubhanAllah, it's just like dhikr is happening in front of you everywhere, clearly, crystal clear. Allah Ta'ala delivers the sound. Yes, and Allah says that this is the cure, but today the Muslims are here, they will get strength in the deen. And the Muslims of Africa, in the corner of Africa, they need the strength in their deen. They need a majlis. See that? Yes. If somebody sat in a village in another continent, country, there are Muslims there. His deen needs strength and conviction. Strength and conviction. So every corner and location, place, Allah Ta'ala delivers his dhikr, this majlis. SubhanAllah. Oh, Allah's kalam is haq. Rasulullah's words are haq, brothers. Then we are the false people, the liars. Yes, on the day of judgment, once will I give the majalis did not take place. Allah Ta'ala says, okay, the majalis didn't take place. The order I gave to you, and I don't prepare the resources for you. And through the corners of the world, Allah Ta'ala said, I established the majalis morning and evening. In the morning you were sleeping, in the evening you were busy, occupied. So called, many things you did. You pressed buttons on sets and you sat and this is happening there, that's happening there. Drama's running today and this and that. Yeah, majalis were there. The gatherings were there. And according to, and when it comes to the individual dhikr, in isolation, when you're on your own, so if you can sit in a gathering, then also, you should also become a dhakir when you're on your own. Because when you're on your own or away from a gathering, wherever you are, remembering Allah individually, you also become habitual in that. So it doesn't mean that you do it all the time. Yes, you do a little bit of dhikr in the morning, in the evening, during the rest of the day, you have some tasks and you can do dhikr when you have some spare time. So that's your individual dhikr. So brothers, we shouldn't lose out from this. Let's do dua to Allah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us all the ability to prepare for the akhirah. And may Allah ta'ala give us strength in our deen. So both lives, both worlds become the best worlds. Wa akhru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite Durood Sharif.
شهيد المزيد ويزين حبيب اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد نبي الأمه وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وزوج شاته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم يا جابي يوم یہ خط ہوتے ہیں اور اس کے والدین نے ماں باپ نے آپ تمام حضرات سے ہمبلی ریکویسٹ کرتی ہے کہ تمام حضرات اس خاتون کے لیے دعا فرمائیں, اس کا کل بڑا آپریشن ہے اور تمام جتنے حضرات دعا فرمائیں گے انشاءاللہ غائبانہ حدیث میں ہے کہ جو غائبانہ کسی کے لیے دعا کرتا ہے اللہ سبحانہ تعالیٰ سب سے پہلے اس کو انعام عطا فرماتے ہیں, اس کی دعاؤں کو قبول فرماتے ہیں, اس پہ رحمت بھیجتے ہیں اور غائبانہ دعائیں جو اللہ تعالیٰ قبول فرما لیتے ہیں, اللہ تعالیٰ کسی کی دعا قبول فرما کے اس کی زندگی بدل دے, اس کی بیماری کو جڑوں سے اکھاڑ دے, کیا ممکن ہے ماشاء اللہ. تو ضرور بھی اپنی خاص دعا میں اس کے لیے دعا فرمائیں, تہجد میں اس کے لیے دعا فرمائیں اور صبح کے ذکر میں اس کے لیے دعا فرمائیں, تو اس کا آپریشن ہے, اللہ پاک اس کو کامیابی عطا فرمائیں. بیماری صحت سب اللہ کے اختیار میں ہے, اللہ اپنی مرضی سے صحت دیتا ہے, اپنی مرضی سے اللہ تعالیٰ بیمار فرماتا ہے, وہ قادر مطلق ہے, اس کے حکم پر ہے, اس کی حکمتوں پر فیصلہ اللہ تعالیٰ مبین ہے. جس کو وسعت کر دے اس کو تنگی کوئی نہیں دے سکتا, اور جس کو تنگی دے دے اس کو وسعت کوئی نہیں دے سکتا, جس کو گمراہ کر دے اس کو ہدایت کوئی نہیں دے سکتا, اور جس کو ہدایت دے دے اس کو گمراہ کوئی نہیں کر سکتا, جس کو قریب کر لے اس کو دور کوئی نہیں کر سکتا, اور جس کو دور کر دے اس کو قریب کوئی نہیں کر سکتا. اللہ تعالیٰ تو اپنے فضل سے اپنی رحمتیں نعمتیں فضل انعام ہم سب کو نصیب فرما. اے میرا خوف اور پریشانی کے عالم میں میرے مولا تو ہمارے دلوں میں امن نصیب فرما, سکون نصیب فرما اور راحت نصیب فرما, ہر قسم کے خدشات کو ہمارے قلوب سے دور فرما دے. یا اللہ مصائب اور پریشانیوں میں میرے مولا اپنی نماز کا اپنا ذکر کا سہارا نصیب فرما, یا اللہ اپنے فضل و کرم سے اپنا توقع نصیب فرما, یا اللہ اپنا توقع نصیب فرما, ہمارے ایمانوں کو مضبوط نصیب فرما. اے میرے مولا تقدیر میں جو کچھ تم نے لکھ دیا ہے میرے مولا اس پہ راضی رہنے کا فیصلہ نصیب فرما, یا اللہ جو کچھ ہمارے مقدر میں لکھا ہے میرے مولا اس پہ راضی رہنے کا ہمارے یا اللہ فیصلہ عطا فرما. تو کرم کرنے والا ہے, رحم کرنے والا ہے, یا رحیم تو سے کو بھی جو مانگتا ہے اللہ تعالیٰ تو عطا فرماتا ہے. تو نے وعدہ فرما لیا کہ جو بھی میرے پاس بھکاری آئے گا میرا در اس کے لیے کھولا ہے, اس تجب لکھوں تم آ جاؤ مانگو میں تم کو عطا فرماؤں گا. کسی کو اللہ تعالیٰ محروم نہیں چھوڑتا, کسی کو اپنے دروں سے خالی نہیں جان دیتا, خالی جھولیوں کے ساتھ آتے ہیں اور جھولیاں بھر کے چلے جاتے ہیں. تیرا دربار تو دربار ہے میرے مولا, جہاں سے کل کتب بھی غوث بھی نبی بھی جبریل بھی اسرائیل فی بھی سارے کے سارے تیرے مانگتے ہیں اور ہاتھ پھیلائے کھڑے ہیں تیرے سامنے میرے مولا, اور تو عطا فرماتا ہے. یا کری یا اللہ ہم تو بہت ہی دکھی پریشان حال مصیبت زدہ پریشانیوں میں گھرے ہوئے میرے والا انسان ہے میرے مولا, تیرے سوال ہمارا سہارے ہی کون ہے یا کریم, تیرے سوال ہمارا سہارے ہی کون ہے یا کریم, تیرے سوال ہمارا سہارے کون ہے میرے مولا, بس تیرے فضل کرم اور رحم پہ کھڑے ہیں میرے مولا, اسی کے انتظار میں کہ اپنی رحمت کی تھوڑی سی ایک چھکر بھی ہمارے پر ڈال دے میرے مولا, ایک چھینٹ بھی ہم پہ ڈال دے تو ہمارا کام بن جائے, ہمارا بیڑا پار ہو جائے, ہماری آخرت بن جائے. اے میرے مولا دہکتی ہوئی عذاب جہنم سے ہمیں بچا. یا اللہ ہم نادان ہیں, ہمیں پتہ نہیں کیا چیز ہمارے لیے بری ہے کیا چیز اچھی ہے میرے مولا, ہمیں وہ شعور عطا فرما دے, وہ سمجھ نصیب فرما دے کہ میرے مولا ہم سمجھ سکیں کہ یہ آگ ہے اور یہ پانی ہے, اور یہ آگ ہے اور یہ جنت ہے, یہ جہنم ہے اور یہ جنت فردوس ہے میرے مولا, ایسا شعور عطا فرما دے, وہ اعمال ہمیں سمجھ نصیب آ جائے میرے مولا کہ دھکیلتے ہوئے جہنم میں لے جاتے ہیں میرے مولا. یا کریم والوں سے بچنے کی توفیق فرما دے, جس طرح دنیا کی تمام بری چیزوں کو ہم سمجھتے ہیں کہ یہ فلاں چیز سے فلاں نقصان ہوگا فلاں سے فلاں نقصان ہوگا, اے میرے مولا ہمارے ذہنوں کو اس چیز کے لیے کھول دے کہ اس عمل کے ساتھ ہمیں جہنم ملے گی اور ہم سے ڈر کے ہم عمل کو چھوڑ دیں میرے مولا. یا کریم ہم ہاتھ پھیلائے ہوئے کھڑے ہیں, دامن تیرے آگے پھیلائے کھڑے ہیں, یا اللہ تمہارے حاجات کو جانتا ہے, ہمارے اندر جو ہیں خواہشات ان کو جانتا ہے میرے مولا, ہمارے نفس کی ہر بات کو تو پہچانتا ہے, ہماری مصیبتوں کو ہم سے زیادہ تو جانتا ہے. یا اللہ تو آج ہمارے مقدم میں وہ فیصلہ عطا فرما دے, ہم تجھ سے راضی ہو جائیں اور تو ہم سے راضی ہو جائے. اے میرے مولا آنے والی صبح ہمارے مقدر میں بہترین صبح عطا فرما دے, سکون والی صبح عطا فرما دے, امون مال بولی سوان سی فرما دے ایسے صبح اور دن ہمیں دے میرے وقت کل آنے والا جس میں کوئی پریشانی نہ ہو کوئی مصیبت نہ ہو کوئی بیماری نہ ہو ایسی زندگی عطا فرما میرے مولا تیرا رحم رحم ہو تیرا کمر کرم ہی کرم ہو میرے مولا یا اللہ ہمارے ہاتھوں کو خالی نہ جانے دے اے میرے مولا ہمارے ہاتھوں کو خالی نہ جانے دے تو اپنے کرم کی بھی کمی عطا فرما دے اے میرے مولا ہمارے ماں باپ کو بخش دے ہمارے لواحقین کو بخش دے ہمارے رشتے داروں کو بخش دے ہمارے عزیزوں کو بخش دے ہمارے دوستوں کو بخش دے جن کو ہم جانتے ہیں ان کو بخش دے جن کو نہیں ہم جانتے ہیں ان کو بخش دے یا کریم آج جو کچھ بھی پڑھا جو کچھ بھی تم نے ہم پڑھنے کی توفیق نصیب فرمائے پیارے پیارے کلمات اور دعائیں مانگنے کی توفیق نصیب فرمائے کتنا ثواب ہوگا اس کا کہ ایک کلمے کا ثواب تو یہ بتاتا ہے میرے مولا کہ اس سے زمین آسمان بھر جاتے ہیں یا کریم ایک دفعہ درود پڑھنے پر میرے مولا پورے کائنات جھومنے لگتی ہے میرے مولا تم نے تو ہم سے بہت زیادہ درود پڑھا دیا کریم بس یہ سارا ثواب جو ہے میرے مولا نبی کریم سب سے مبارکہ میں بھیجتے ہیں ان کے صدقے تمام انبیاء مرسلین یا اللہ تمام انبیاء مرسلین کو صحابین تابین تبا تابین سب کو عطا فرما میرے مولا صحابین تبا تابین عطا فرما اہل بیت کو عطا فرما امت حال مومن کو عطا فرما یا اللہ شہدائے شہدائے کربلا کو عطا فرما سید الشہداء کو عطا فرما شہدائے امت کو عطا فرما خصوص چاروں سلاسل کے وزرا دین اور مشائخ کرام جو ہیں میرے مولا ان کی خدمت کا ثواب بھیج دے خاص طور پر مخصوص کا نقش بندیا مجد دیا کہ جتنے بھی فضلیا متویہ کے جتنے بھی اسلاف ہیں یا اللہ سب کچھ کا ثواب عطا فرما اے میرے مولا ہمارے وہ دوست ہمارے ساتھ مجلسوں میں بیٹھتے تھے آج تیری رحمتیں پہنچ چکی ہیں میرے مولا ان کی قبروں کو اس ثواب سے روشن عطا فرما ایسے حضرات جن کے ہم تو بہت بڑے بڑے احسان ہیں دنیا آخرت کے اور دنیا سے جا چکے ہیں میرے مولا اس کا بھی ہمارے محسن ہیں ان کی بھی ثواب عطا فرما ایسے حضرات نے دنیا سے جا چکے ہیں جن کے ہم نے ساتھ اچھے تعلقات نہیں رکھے وہ ہم سے ناراض گئے ہیں میرے مولا تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے اس کا حصہ ان کو بھی عطا فرما دیں تاکہ وہ ہم سے راضی ہو جائیں میرے مولا یا اللہ تاکہ وہ بھی آخرت میں ہم سے راضی ہو جائیں ان کو بھی اس کا ثواب عطا فرما تمام حضرت آدم علیہ السلام سے لے کر میرے مولا قیامت تک جتنے مومن مومنات آئیں میرے مولا اس کا ثواب انہیں بھی عطا فرما یا رحم رحیم یا کرم الکرمی یا ذل جلال و کرام یا حنان و منان یا بدیع السماوات والارض اپنے فضل سے اپنے حبیب رحمہ سے یا اللہ رحمت العالمین کی صدقے سے میرے مولا اس کی چادر کے صدقے سے کالی کملی کے صدقے سے میرے مولا تو ہماری آج کی دعاؤں کو قبول فرما ہماری حاجت کو پورا فرما جو ہم تجھ سے مانگنا چاہتے تھے اور جو مانگا میرے مولا تو ہمیں عطا فرما دے صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ نور عرشہ زینت فرشہ وعلیہ صحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین سبحان ربک رب العزۃ عما یصفون والسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین آمین.